Chapter 1. Dale hid between two buildings, watching his wife and her cocky lawyer walk down the steps from his office. One of the upstairs rooms in the converted two-story home probably had a freshly rumpled bed. No way the guy got away with stealing his wife, convincing her to divorce him, and sleeping with her right under his nose. Not his fault she pushed him too far. She knew better than to cross the line, especially when he was drunk and not in control. They'd done this kind of thing often enough. He'd left her pissed off and knocked a few back at what used to be Roxy's bar. The McBrides owned it now. He'd driven home half in the bag and discovered a bunch of pigs in his yard, red and blue lights flashing. Maybe he'd had a few too many and said things he shouldn't have when the cops approached him. Definitely shouldn't have hit the cop and gone for his gun in some mad dash to get to his wife and make her take back all the lies spilling from her cunning lips. Still, he'd gone to jail, and the no-good lawyer across the street took advantage of his wife, convincing Shannon to press assault charges and file for divorce. While he sat rotting in a cell for more than a year, that man took what belonged to him. Well, Shannon would come back. She always did. And he'd make the lawyer pay. Chapter 2. Claire woke out of a sound sleep with a gasp and held her breath, trying to figure out what startled her. She listened to the quiet night. Nothing but crickets and the breeze rustling the trees outside. A twig snapped on the ground below her window. Her heart hammered faster and she sucked in a breath, trying not to panic. Living in the country lent itself to overactive imaginings about things that go bump in the dark night. The noise could be anything from a stray dog or cat to a raccoon on a midnight raid of her garbage cans. Even an opossum looking for a little action. Settled back into her pillow and the thick blankets, she closed her eyes, but opened them wide when something big brushed against the side of the house. Freaked out, she slipped out of bed and went to the window. She pulled the curtain back with one finger and peeked through the crack, scanning the moonlit yard below for wayward critters. Not so easy to see with the quarter moon, but she watched the shadows for anything suspicious. Nothing moved. Not satisfied, and certainly not able to sleep without a more thorough investigation, she padded down the scarred wood stairs to the living room. She skirted packing boxes and the sofa and went to the window overlooking the front yard. Nothing moved. Still not satisfied, she walked to the dining room, opened the blinds, and stared out into the cold night. Something banged one flower pot into another on the back patio, drawing her away from the dining room, through the kitchen, and to the counter. She grabbed the phone off the charger, went around the island, and skimmed along the breakfast bar to the sliding glass door. She peeked out, hiding most of her body by the wall and ducking her head out to see if someone was trying to break into her house. Like she thought, the small pot filled with marigolds had been knocked over and broken against the pot of geraniums beside it. Upset her pretty pots and flowers were ruined, she stepped out from the wall and stood in the center of the glass door to get a better look. With her gaze cast down on the pots, she didn't see the man step out from the other side of the patio until his shadow fell over her. His eyes went as wide as hers.
"You're not him,"
he said, stumbling back, knocking over a larger potted pink miniature rosebush and falling on his ass, breaking the pot and the bush with his legs. She hoped he got stuck a dozen times, but the tiny thorns probably wouldn't go through his dirt-smudged jeans. In a rage, she opened the door, but held tight to the handle so she could close it again if he came too close. She yelled, "What the hell are you doing?"
"I'll get him for this, and for sleeping with my wife."
The guy slurred, drunk and ranting. He gained his feet, but stumbled again.
"Where is he?"
The man turned every which way, looking past her and into her dark house.
"Who?
You're a lying, cheating, no good husband.
How the hell should I know? I haven't seen or heard from him in 6 months.
Liar. I saw him drive this way tonight after he fucked my wife at his office and filled her head with more bullshit lies.
Listen, I'm sorry if my ex is messing with your wife. I left him almost 2 years ago for cheating on me. Believe me, I know how you feel, but he doesn't live here.